This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have good in abundance, a double dose of good today. Double dose, and I like that. And you're going to experience something remarkable. You're going to have a glimpse of the future, and I can tell you, based on the people we're talking to today, two amazing people, the future is good, solid, strong, and powerful. But you'll see in just a couple of minutes. So welcome to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you've tuned into this show for one reason and one reason only. And it's the best reason, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U, E-W-E, and that's great, because when you care the most about you, to become the best you possible, you build bridges, you create more harmony, more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And that's the reason you tuned in consciously and conscientiously to this show, The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And now, anything you want to know about our guest today, and there's lots you're going to want to know. You don't have to write anything down, just lean in and let all the information, all the power flow around you, through you, and into you, because you're going to be able to access it all at www.barryshore.com. Everything about our guest today is going to be at the website, www.barryshore.com. Now, in this show, the reason that you will become the best you possible is because we deal with the three fundamentals of life. And when you adhere to these three fundamentals, you will be healthier and wealthier. And as my friend Jack Canfield, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, who doesn't want that? Be healthier and wealthier? Yes, when you follow the three fundamentals of life. And I want to let you know, at this very moment, you are joined by 376,621 people around the world. People all over the world are tuned in to the joy of living, because again, they care about themselves, care about you the most, and you want to be healthier and wealthier by using the three fundamentals of life. First fundamental of life is life. Your life has purpose. And the second is, when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is you can uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. Simplest example. Right now, this is being carried over the internet, whether you're watching it or listening to it. And if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you, it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a, is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And a big tip of the hat and a thank you to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not tens of millions, not hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet who, when you hear even the opening bars of that song, what do you do right away? What a wonderful world. You smile. You can't help it. Now, smile is one of the most powerful positive, purposeful, pleasant words you can ever integrate, utilize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day, every day. Now, before the pandemic, I was speaking to, as I usually do, to large groups of people. It happened to be just before the pandemic, 5,000 plus people in the auditorium. And I tell people the story of Barry Shore, and I tell people about SMILE, seeing miracles in life every day. And right away, hands go up and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours, but I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? You have water to drink, you have food to eat, a place to sleep, your family, your friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, the story of Barry Shore, most of you know, we have, thank God, over 330,000 people every week and growing. And thank you for inviting your friends. Because the story is the following. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening be in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. And it's not from an automobile accident. It's not a spinal injury. It's a rare disease that took over my body I never heard of before the day before. And now I'm a quadriplegic. 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. You see my hands? Thank God I have them. They don't look like yours, but I have them. They work a little bit. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of this one word, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, what's the simplest proof? Simple proof. A million people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. You're here. You're listening to it. You're watching it. By definition, you didn't die. Therefore, you have an obligation as somebody who's alive to live exuberantly. That's your obligation in life. I got to tell you a quick story, though. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell SMILE, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about SMILE. SMILE sounds the same. I asked her, why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of James, right? 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Now, create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking. You have a brain. You have 100 billion brain cells and 130 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to do neuro-linguistic programming, to think creatively, is the key to living in this world and being successful. Again, becoming healthier and wealthier in the best you possible. Now, before we bring on our two dynamic guests, I want to warn everybody in advance that I do use a lot of four-letter words. I'll use them throughout the show. I even use the four-letter F-U word. I do it because it's fine in the shock value. But the four-letter words that we use are, because we live in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant world, our four-letter words are life, live, hope, grow, free, gift, live, pray, play. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes, F-U, capital N, capital M. You say, Barry Shore. Fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled four letters, F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, remember to stand for, point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. But got to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you hear that? I heard it on Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. He wants to teach the world, F-U. Capital N, capital N. So before we bring on Justin and Dylan, I'm going to ask you to utilize the two most powerful words in the English language. I want you to use these words three times a day, consciously and conscientiously, because why? If you do, you'll be better for it. And everybody around you will be better. And the whole world will be better. Three times a day, the two most powerful words in the English language, and they are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying in Redden's writing, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. Imagine we can go back into our coffee shops. You walk in, you order your fancy latte for $5. You sit down, somebody brings it to you. You say thank you. You walk into the coffee shop. You order your fancy latte for $5. Sit down. A few minutes go by. Nobody brings it to you. You're late for an appointment. You walk up to the counter. They say, oh, I'm sorry. We forgot. We're busy. We'll bring it to you. You sit down. A couple more minutes go by. Somebody brings. Still say, thank you. You were in the coffee shop. You're walking out. And it's raining outside. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop. It's raining out. And somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a great acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I cannot think of two people that I am inspired by that keep inspiring noble deeds more than wonderful Justin and Dylan. Please, JD, say hello to 376,721 people around the world.
Barry, I'm so sorry. I was just busy reading my favorite book, The Joy of Living. I didn't even see you there, Barry. How you doing?
Fabulous.
Thanks so much for having
hello,
us,
hello, everybody. Come on.
Beyond inspiring to be in your presence. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Woo-wee! That's their hello. And these guys, when I tell you, they're hot. So first of all, everybody, all the women watching, yes, they are hot, and they're rich, and they're smart, and they're Jewish. They have all the great things going for them. And by the way, straight teeth and nice and white. Okay, anyway. And they do amazing things in the world. We're just going to jump right in. I'm not going to tell you a lot about their backgrounds, because if I did, it would take up more than half of the show. But suffice to say the following. They are the leaders, the founders and the leaders of an organization that is touching tens of thousands of young, energized entrepreneurs around the world. It's called NextGen HQ. I'm going to go, maybe during the show, I'll talk a little bit about their background, let's say playing basketball for Duke, or Justin, he's an author and a speaker, but that's just the fluff, you know. We're really going to talk about the tough things of what they do in life. So what I would like to do, I'm going to introduce you as JD, which when I was growing up stands for juvenile delinquent, or DJ, which is nice, you know, spin records, but nobody has records anymore, but makes music. So either way, you guys, as I said, you're on the leading edge, the bleeding edge, you're hot. And I'm just going to jump right in with a question to each one of you, and you can answer as you wish. Since you're not next to each other, you can't elbow them, but you just choose to say who's going to answer first.
Well, Dylan's first, so it's perfect.
Yeah, age before beauty or beauty for age, it's your choice. So the first we're going to start with, both of you are going to answer this question. And that is, in your opinion, let's back up even more. Let's define next gen. Is next gen a construct that is defined by age, by mind, both? And if it is defined by age, what is the current definition of such things? Who goes first?
I'm taking the lead, Barry.
Oh, that was me.
Barry, you're going first. Barry, next gen is the strictest, most defined age demographic of all time. No, get out of here, Barry. It's a mindset. The next generation of entrepreneurs, next gen, these are people who are not accepting the status quo, who realize and embody with every inch of their being that we have a vast potential as human beings, and we want to actualize that. We want to chase our own definitions of greatness. And Justin and I are doing that ourselves. We're doing that through NextGen, building our own life and journey. And it's a mindset that everybody can tap into. The craziest, most insane learning of all time is that there's no external need. There's nothing that we're looking for. There's no secret pill. It's inside all of us. And as the second we embrace that, Barry, the second we accept that in a way and start to chip away, well, now we're embodying the next gen mindset. And if you're out there, if you're like, all right, this guy's kind of crazy, but I hear that, I'm with him, then you're part of our tribe. You are part of the next gen family, and we want to meet you. So we're honored to be here, Barry.
This is wonderful. So if I may be so bold, mindset without boundaries, everywhere and to everyone. Justin, what would you like to say on next gen?
People ask me why I'm so inspired all the time. Imagine I get to hang out with this guy and learn from somebody as visionary and creative and intelligent and one of the best leaders that I've ever met. So of course I'm going to be inspired and motivated to wake up in the morning.
So what, you have a book. I think the title of your book has to do with waking up in the morning, and it's not about smelling the coffee beans. What is the title of the book, and what does it mean?
I wrote a book when I was around 18 because I started to identify that the next generation that Dylan was talking about, we're here to win. The next generation is not messing around. We're here to win. Winning being defined as getting what you want. And it seems that there's people who are embracing that they're here to win. They're here to get what they want. They want to get up in the morning and pursue their goals. And their goals could be anything. They could be relationship goals, monetary goals, impact goals. I don't really care what your goals are if you're looking to achieve some goals. But then there are people who aren't so excited to get out of bed in the morning. They're not excited to wake up and go. And I'm looking to say, hey, wake up out here.
Wake up.
and drink some of the next gen momentum coffee that we're serving.
Oh, by the way, you do serve a special coffee, right? Next gen momentum coffee. Right?
On our website, nextgenhq.com.
I love it. And because if you didn't, and by the way, you have to have a tea and then another kind of drink. I'm not a coffee drinker, so if I did, I'd explode. That's a different story. So we said it's mindset. It's the ability to recognize. And by the way, the word recognize is very important because it's recognition. In other words, everybody knows it, but when you reconnect and recognize, actually, the innate being, then you recognize that there are no borders. And especially in this world today, let's be blunt. What are we doing right now? We are streaming live, as it were, and recorded for posterior, this conversation for all of us. And it bridges and breaks barriers. People are watching us in India, China, Australia, throughout Africa. We have followers. Thank God we have millions and millions of downloads, and people join the show every week because they want to hear from you because it helps me. In other words, me, the listener. The show's not about Justin, not about Dylan. Sorry, kids. But it's about you, the person listening, and what it is that they bring to the table. And you're saying there are no limits. And that's really the key. You mentioned the word relationships. I want to discuss that for a moment, because in this world of no boundaries, there is something that is of vital importance. And you mentioned the word, Justin, I'm sure Dylan would agree, that relationships and friendship, and I want to be corny here, are the two most important ships that anybody will ever sail or be on. Because without those, you will not win. In other words, winning is not an individual process. It really revolves around and happens with a team. Now, that team can be two people. That team can be 20,000 people. The idea of team is really the key. And that depends, in my humble opinion, upon relationships, friendships, the ability to interact with other people. Is that fair to say?
And beyond fair to say, we have a set of core values at NextGenHQ. The number one core value of our entire organization is making relationships our number one priority, because life is with people, as we all know. So we are here, but you have to take responsibility for those relationships and make sure that you are bringing your best self and doing everything that you can to form and create and cultivate those relationships.
Well said. So I want to ask you, use that as a jumping off point. What do you think? Actually, you may even know, but what do you think are the two biggest drivers for the next gen mindset people? What are the two biggest drivers from your perspective, Dylan? What drives next gen people? Two only.
Only two.
Only two. You got to select two and be very pointed and brief.
I think there's a sometimes a misconception about next gen and Gen Z, the young millennial crowd, that we're so different. Oh, we like to jump from job to job, or, you know, we like the tech. I don't think that end of the day, there's that much different between my grandparents, my parents, me, my future children. We all have this innate desire to belong to something larger than ourselves. We all want to find meaning. We all want to be meaningful. We want to add value. We want to be appreciated. And if we can find ways to build these in, whether it's through entrepreneurship, through business, through being a student, knowing that we're growing, we're not dying, we're growing every day in a meaningful way, whether you want to call that purpose or not, that's up to you. I myself am a believer in the higher opportunities out there that I'm growing to achieve. And that's what we're here for, Barry. We're here to grow and actualize our best selves. And that takes many different forms and fashions.
So from your perspective, the two biggest drivers in the next gen world, in the next gen HQ tribe, are meaning and growth. Is that fair to say?
Couldn't have said it better.
You did say it well. Justin, from your point of view, do you have other words to add to those?
What are the two biggest drivers? I would challenge that those are different.
Ooh. You think they overlap in the same?
I think they are one of the same.
One and the same. Okay. And so from your perspective, what are the two biggest drivers? So let's say Dylan gave one.
I'd unpack it further. I think everybody, to Dylan's earlier point, they're looking to, it's challenging to use words in this area of ultimate purpose, but they're trying to do more, to create more, to connect more deeply, to actualize their potential, to serve with joy. They are trying to do what they need to do. And that is inherently, as you grow, you find more meaning. As you search for meaning, you grow. And all of that propels you to some type of ultimate destination. So I think they're the same side of the same coin, one coin facing one direction. We're the next generation. They're here to win. And not everybody is as aware or conscious that this is the framework. They think I'm looking to get the promotion, or they think I'm looking to get into the right college, or they think I'm looking to get the six pack, right? Everybody has their own milestones that they want to set for themselves. And that's great. That's incredible that they see clear milestones. But if we really zoom out enough, I think what people are really chasing is the ability to connect with something as they grow, to actualize their potential, to give their gifts to the world, and to be the best they can be.
Good. So let me throw a spanner in the works. Now, neither of you are British, so you don't know what that means. But in English, that's called, and in America, it's called, let me throw a monkey wrench in there. A recent Harvard study says the following, that, in quotation marks, young people under 30, the two biggest drivers for them are fame and fortune. When asked, people want to be famous and people want money. Neither of you talked about either of those. You understand, I'm throwing it in because I want people to understand that the reason that I asked and pleaded for Justin and Dylan to come back on the show, and they gave it their time. We were together about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, when we first started this, my podcast and such. And it was a very uplifting for me. And I want to do it at least every year going forward, because and I hope until at least I'm 105 or 120, I want to see you guys with my beard. But the point is that it seems that the drivers for younger people are fame and fortune. And you didn't mention either of those terms. You didn't even speak to them and didn't enter your vocabulary. So I think personally, I want to be in your tribe. In other words, that's where I am. Now, that may be because I am chronologically older than 30. I don't know if anybody can tell, but it's true. But you didn't mention any of that. You were talking about the larger picture that that discounted fame, that discounted fortune. By the way, neither of those are bad. In other words, neither of you would say, hey, if I'm famous or if I'm very, very wealthy, those are wonderful things because I can use them to further the goals. I'm putting words in your mouth. But when this study came out, it was fame and fortune that's what were driving most people under the age of 30. So I'm just throwing that in there for context. Let's go to another question that I have. And that is, on the other side, what do you think, we'll go with Justin first, what do you think are the two biggest issues or fears that people, let's say under 30, use that as an example, people under 30 are facing today? If you have to define, and I am putting you on the spot, what are the two biggest issues or fears that people have?
Putting the conversation together, what Dylan and I have been saying is that people want the freedom to design the lives they want to live. Whether they're pursuing fame, whether they're pursuing fortune, they want the freedom to choose. The things that get in the way of that freedom to choose are often because we are lazy and we're afraid. I think those are very much, and they're also very much so, same side, same coin, the same thing. But we're lazy and we're afraid. We're lazy because I'm lazy. It's hard to get out there and try to be your best self. It takes an immense amount of energy, and we're afraid because it's scary to pursue your dreams and try to be your best self. So we're lazy, we're afraid, really one of the same thing that's keeping us away from manifesting the freedom that we all seek to pursue to design the lives we want to live.
Dylan, what do you think are the two biggest issues or fears that are facing either yourself, if you're going to speak for yourself? I don't want to go personal. I want to think larger in terms of group, that are facing people under the age of 30.
Justin put it so beautifully in that these are deeper, sometimes subconscious barriers. Fears that we're not aware of hold us back. I'll take a different approach and maybe make it more tactical in today's world, how I see it. It's accessibility and also exposure. We don't know that a lot of these things are possible because no one tells us. No one says, what do you want to be when you're in kindergarten? Right? Everybody asks us that. No one then follows up and says, okay, are you doing the thing? Like, okay, no worries, I'll ask again tomorrow. And no one brings it up. It's only in kindergarten that you get asked, what do you want to be? After that, it's like, all right, fit in this box and then get a little bit better each year and you go to the next box and you go, what happened to that, right? We start the framework and then we stop. We need exposure to new ways of thinking, to entrepreneurship, to different mindsets, to our vast potential. And we need the basics to start the conversation. I'm not saying we're going to go to college, get your PhD in entrepreneurship. No, I mean, if you want to do that, great. Exposure, awareness, these are the key factors that can start chipping away at what Justin said, laziness, a few of these fears that hold us back, knock them out of the park and we can be our best selves.
Thank you. So I want to use the word sloth instead of lazy. Happens to be lazy is a, let's say, a 10-cent word. Sloth is a 50-cent word. We could probably find a dollar word, but we'll leave it for the moment. Because people, in my humble opinion, are not lazy when it comes to things they want to do. If someone calls you up, Justin, and says, and it's sort of, let's say, Wednesday night, it's 8:30, and you've been working since 4:30 in the morning, you just want to sit for a bit. They call you, like, guess what? I got tickets to the Knicks game. What, can you meet me in 17 minutes down there? You'd be there. I mean, even if you don't like the Knicks. Yeah.
Well, let's think about this, Barry. Everybody knows what they want, really, in some sense, but I would say that they are, in fact, lazy, myself included. We all know we want to be healthy, right? We all know we want to be healthy. And trying to be healthy, of course, there's many different strategies we can take. There's a generally accepted path forward of how to achieve that. So I don't know if it's because we're not lazy in what we want. We often know what we want, and we're still lazy. And I'm not sure necessarily why. Maybe we're afraid. Maybe to Dylan's point, we don't have the accessibility, the exposure for how to do it. But there are many things that we all want that we still don't take massive action to achieve.
And so what do you think holds people back? And I'm talking specifically to two dynamic young beings. What do you think holds anybody back from going out and just doing in today's world? Let's be blunt. I'm 72 and people say I have a disability. Okay, so you can say some of that can hold me back. It doesn't, because I have a different mindset. I've been this way for years, but I've gone through stuff. So I'm really good at saying, hello, Mr. Shore, it's time to get up and go and do something. Now, fear is an amazing idea because it's a word and it's an idea. Fear is an acronym that stands for many different things, but one of them is false expectations appearing real. The most important talk that you ever hear, Dylan, is not from Justin. Justin is not from Dylan, even though both of you are very encouraging and giving. A lot of people, and you know this to be true, hear negative talk, don't they, throughout their lives, especially self-talk. The most important talk you could ever hear is self-talk. And yet overwhelmingly, as people get asked questions and talk about, guess what? It appears to be that self-talk is, well, that was dumb. Why'd you do it? Did you ever hear it? I mean, you guys are not subject to that, of course, but it's the human condition. Unless and until you do what you just said, take massive action, shake yourself up, and do the following. So self-talk in my book, I discussed it. I'm going to going to go down this path a little bit. So I want you to discuss it, how it refers to next gen, because we need to work with mindset, as you said, not just entrepreneurial abilities and doing this and doing that and going here and that. Self-talk stands for recognizing you are a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. You see, if you had a friend come over that needed your help, your advice, doesn't matter how beautiful she is, just wants to be with you alone. Leave that aside. But she's coming over for advice, and he or she wants to tell you, and you're not just going to use your ears. You're going to listen. You're going to internalize. You're going to maybe ask a question too, but you really want to give the best advice possible. Am I right? And you might not even be able to answer right then because it's a really deep situation. You want to study it. But the point is, you're going to listen and you're going to give over the best possible, comforting, actionable, positive results. Am I correct? That's how you treat somebody else. How do we treat ourselves? How do you make it so that people, especially young people, like you said, Dylan, so wonderfully, when you're 5 or 6, what do you want to be? And then by the time you're 10, you're already encrusted in this place. And now you, So for me, the most important ages are 6 to 8, by the way. Once you get past 8, you got problems. So you got to keep your, what I call SOW, somewhere between 6 and 8. SOW stands for sense of wonder. So how do you, as Next Gen HQ, infuse these 20,000 plus entrepreneurs all over the world with the mindset that says positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant self-talk? How do you do that?
Well, number one, Barry, you got to listen to The Joy of Living, because if you are out there and this is on your radio, your podcast, how could you not go run through walls today? But Barry, you are so right. Another word for fear, maybe a phrase I should say, is a lack of self-confidence, right? So I have 2 cheat codes. Everybody feel free to get the pens, the pencils out, whatever it is. Number one, you got to get a partner like Justin. Because Justin, either he himself will be the solution to the lack of your self-confidence, or he's got a book that can help you. And one in particular he shared, there's a passage all about how a lack of self-confidence, and or on the flip side, self-confidence, is tied to really everything. When you succeed, it's because you had the self-confidence. You allowed yourself to feel ready. And when you didn't, when you failed, it was that fear, that lack of self-confidence getting in the way of you telling yourself you're not capable, you're not worthy. And of course, when you believe that, that's what happens. When those are the thoughts, that's what the action shows. But the second, and perhaps maybe the more actionable, because I got this partner on lock, is to check out Next Gen, because we believe it's 4 parts, Barry. It's community, education, resources, and mentorship. Those are the 4 secrets to tackling fear, to battling lack of self-confidence, and to fostering those positive self-talk vibes and thoughts. Because you need the education to learn a thing or two about what's going on. You need the resources to put that into practice. And then you need both the peer-to-peer as well as the mentor network to learn and grow on your individual path. They're there to support you on those wins, to pick you up when you fall. They get what you are facing. And so if you're out there and you don't have that community, the education, whatever it might be, it's on you to take ownership, take responsibility to go get it and get it out there. I promise you it's there. We're here. Next Gen's here. If you're looking for something else,
that's what you are. You are community. You are education. You are resource. You are mentorship. That's the essence of Next Gen HQ. Stay on the edge of your seats, everybody. We're going to go. We have a couple sponsors. We're going to do a couple commercials. We'll be right back with more JD, the juvenile delinquents, or the DJs spinning that music and bringing joy, happiness, peace, and love. Be right back after this.
Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. honestpets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, we're going to be discussing, are you ready? Pain. But Barry, sure, you're all about joy. That's true. But there is pain also in the physical being on the way to joy, at least for me. I have a personal struggle because I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week, and there's a constant pain in the neck and in the shoulders because I'm swimming a lot. Now, over 500,000 people in pain have used Curable to improve their lives. Curable is an app, and most of it is completely free, and I urge you, get this app set up. Go to getcurable.com/joy. Getcurable.com/joy. And if you ever decide to upgrade your Curable app, you'll get 50% off the retail price just by using our link, which again is getcurable.com/joy. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. I did it, and I went from pain to joy. You'll thank me. Best wishes. Bye now.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. In the bodies of Justin and Dylan, and we've been discussing community education resources and mentorship. I just want to mention from both of those perspectives. One is that Justin, in terms of education, he attends a small school in Pennsylvania. For those of you around the world, Pennsylvania is one nice state in America called the Keystone State. It's called the Wharton School of Business. Yes, he's a Wharton man. Okay. And Dylan has been an entrepreneur since he's 17 years old and just went out there and did it. So the ability to bring together the W and the E to create a we, that's what they did, Wharton and entrepreneurship, and that's what they did. And the reason I want to mention is because one of the first pieces that Dylan mentioned was community. Now, community is a very overused word, but it's a very important word, because when you spell it C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y, you'll notice something important about the word. The U comes before the I. When you join a community of like-minded people, people who are working towards winning, people who are there, winners help others. That's what WHO stands for. And how do you do that? You help others win. That's what HOW stands for. The who and the how of life make all the difference. When you join a community because you want to be part of that larger picture, which is moving the planet and all the people on it forward, the you goes before the eye. You want to be part of that big you. And then your eye fits in, and there's unity and community together. And all of the aspects that Next Gen HQ brings to people are given over willingly and in love. And that's really the key, isn't it, Justin and Dylan? That all of the resources are there to literally bring people together. Whatever country you're from, tell us, first of all, how many countries do people access NextGen HQ, just for the fun of it?
I think the last time we checked, it was near all of them. And if it's not all of them just yet, we are on the way, because there are people everywhere who are trying to win, trying to achieve their dreams, trying to design the life of their dreams. And the community is there with a variety of different types of people who are all trying to share that same mission.
Right. So this is a global, how should we say it, not just environment, a global movement of young. And by the way, young does not have to be measured in age, as Dylan pointed out to us. Young, dynamic, energetic beings who all are looking towards the same goal, which is success. And success in any measure, by the way. Success could be that you're serving, you want to work in a hospital as a nurse, male, female. Success could be you want to be head of the hospital. Success could be you want to be a surgeon. Success could be that you want to work in an old age home. Success could be that you are helping children learn how to read and write. Success could be that in your native town, your country, which, by the way, may have a literacy rate under 50%, that you want to teach people how to read. And even in the United States of America and other countries in the world, they have a literacy rate of 97%. That means 3% of people still can't read. And here's the worst part, by the way, is that people who can read don't read. And NextGen is helping people understand that reading, writing, arithmetic, and respect for one another are truly the four R's that make all the difference in life. Am I correct on that, guys? Do you like that, the four R's?
You're the king of acronyms, Barry. I am learning so much. I love it.
Well, let's talk about inclusion for the moment, because it is a buzzword today. And whether somebody is a particular pigment or ability or non-ability has no bearing whatsoever on the ability to be a contributor to life. Am I correct on that?
100%, without question. Again, we say mindset purposely, because you can't put a color or a race or religion on mindset. That is something that is innate to all of us as human beings. And end of the day, to your point, Justin brought it up, on the country globally, we have team members. One of the true joys of our living, Barry, comes from being able to employ and to cultivate a team in the Philippines, in India, and across the U.S. And that's just the beginning. 3 offices, right? One day soon, 180 to come. And it's all the same. Everybody wants their own version of success. They all want to be great and to contribute to something larger than themselves. It all starts in the mind.
Outstanding. It's contribution. By the way, let's be very open about this. COVID pandemic. So if you look at the word pandemic, you'll notice that if you use the first 3 letters and the last 2 letters of the word pandemic, you'll see the word panic. Now, I'm being very politically incorrect at the moment. And I think that a lot of the pandemic was a panic. People have calmed down a lot more now because of the vaccine and other situations. And the numbers, except in places like India, are on the decline, certainly in the United States. But it's very much about mindset and the ability for people to have now taken 3 steps back because of the lockdowns and situations and been able to reach out through this remarkable medium that we call the internet and connect with people globally. It didn't exist. So now let's talk about, how should I say it, true chronological age, and understand 2 things. There are people called digital natives. I'm not one of them. I use digital tools. I'm not a digital native. You guys, even on the edge of the 25-year-olds, you're just about digital natives, just about, because it's part and parcel of your life. But I'd say 16-year-olds or 13 to 18s, by definition, are digital natives. To them, this is just the natural way of life. Matter of fact, having a book or picking up a book may be odd, as opposed to reading a book online. It's a different experience. But here's where it gets really fun. And that's a big F you to you guys. Did you like that? When was the last time anybody said F you and you smiled? Capital N, capital N. So they keep smiling. By the way, more than 2.5 million of those cards in 27 languages have been given out around the world. And because of what's going on now, what we did is we moved from the physical cards to make them available on the site so that people can send them out digitally by email. And thank God, thousands going out on a daily basis, because now we're touching more people in China and the Philippines and India and places like that because people are sending cards. So it's very cool. But the real issue here is that one, the recognition by all people of your chronological age, take 25-year-old people around the world, tens and hundreds of millions who are recognizing, I'm not bound. by that which came before, because you can now see each other. And whether the accent is from a different country and it's higher, it's low, who cares? In other words, we look at each other now with eyes that are different, I can tell you honestly, than they were 50 years ago. I was very unusual. As you read my book, you'll see, I was, I had the benefit of being mentored by older Black men when I was younger. I didn't know it because they were just older guys that helped me. The fact that they were Black was just, okay, that's what they are. But that was a benefit to me that was odd when I was growing up. In today's world, it's not. And that, in my humble opinion, is one of the greatest things that you, Justin and Dylan, bring to the world. That's what Next Gen, I think, is really about. I'm going to ask you another question. Let's discuss this. What is really an entrepreneur as opposed to, if there is a, let's say, opposed to, an employee? Can an employee be an entrepreneur? Are they mutually exclusive? Ooh, I got them thinking.
It's a great question. Barry, it's very one that we're taking quite seriously. The way that we think about it is, currently, the world looks at entrepreneurs as founders. If you found a company, you are a CEO of an enterprise, then you're an entrepreneur. What we are trying to do is help everybody else who is not the founder of a company think more like an entrepreneur, so they can be more entrepreneurial and think more like an entrepreneur. They may not get to the point where they think of themselves as entrepreneurs, but frankly, we do. We think that they can live the entrepreneurial mindset and learn to think like an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is A to Z. Of course, we have founders, but there are entrepreneurial executives and students and lawyers and freelancers and side hustlers. So what we're trying really now to do is help everybody think like an entrepreneur, which is accessible to us all.
So let me share with you a nice acronym for THINK. To harness insightful neural connections. To harness insightful neural connections. Once you start doing what you just mentioned, Justin, thinking that you are an entrepreneur, you understand that the issue that we talked about boundaries before and that there are none, revolve around something called time. Now, time is a wonderful acronym also that stands for thinking it's miraculous every day. Teaching, which is what you do, it's miraculous every day because you know that it's miraculous every day. When you recognize that time, first of all, is elastic, but secondarily, it has a end to it, if as it were, and that you want to literally live forever. How do you live forever? Through your actions, through your deeds, through your contributions to life. Life stands for living inspirationally for eternity. So you too are eternal beings. And all the tens of thousands of people, and God willing, hundreds of thousands or millions that ripple out from that are eternal beings because you're bringing to them the mindset, the heart set, the soul inspiration that comes with understanding. So thank you, Justin, for that. That yes, an employee is no different on some level than the founder, the CEO, because there is no company unless everybody is contributing. That's what you taught me. That's what you taught me. You hear that? Not what you said to me. It's what you taught me. Thank you. Thank you. That's the genius of working collaboratively, right? There is the exponential aspect. You know what team stands for, right? Together, everyone achieves miracles. That's what a real team does. How many people, without say limiting them, are on your team at the moment that you work with? It's more than the two of you. It's probably 8, 10, 12, 20, 50, 100 with all the people you touch.
Barry, my honest answer, how many people are on this planet? 7.5 billion?
Yes, 7.5 billion. That's the answer. 8 billion. Thank you. Well said. Well said. Those are all team members. Thank you. See, by the way, that was a softball, Dylan.
Of course.
I got to tell everybody, Dylan played basketball at Duke University. Okay. Was he the starting forward on the team? No. But this, by the way, I bring this up purposely because it doesn't matter. Here's the important thing. You played basketball at Duke. You hear me? Didn't mean you have to be the center, the starter there. You played basketball at Duke. If I was on the bench for 4 years, I got to play for a minute, I could say, I played basketball at Duke. I didn't. You did. Justin goes to Wharton. Hello. That's, you know, it's not just the cream of the crop. It is making sure that you push yourself to allow yourself the opportunity to be yourself. See, if Dylan got the ball and he thought he was not worthy enough to shoot, he had to pass it. Well, then he can never take a shot. And if he ever missed, he said, you see what happened? I knew I'd miss it. But that's how people think sometimes, isn't it, guys? I mean, you've experienced that from maybe some friends you had or people growing up in school, and you didn't want to be part of that mindset. So what you're sharing and teaching is that thinking is the key to harness insightful neural connections and to connect the mind and the heart, because without the heart, you're not going to become a heart-centered, community-oriented being. And if you're not that, then what are you? Just another person making money? Who needs that? Nobody, right? It's like drilling oil wells. Okay, it's very nice. We might need it for a while, but that's not what you want. Your solar panels, your nuclear reactors, clean, of course, and completely safe. I'd rather be nuclear reactors. That's really what you are. The energy that you bring to this world, and I thank you for it, is truly what NextGen's about. So we have to finish up. Time goes by fast. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. Number one question is, will you come back again?
I thought this was an annual tradition.
Wow, okay, very good. Got it both at the same time. Outstanding. Number two, you each have only 80 seconds to answer this question. 80 seconds on the clock. Dylan, what is your most fervent desire?
To be happy, to be free, to live a life of love.
Be happy, be free, to live the life of love. Love stands for living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane. Justin, what is your most fervent desire?
It's to win. Everybody can define it however they want. I have a long list of things I'm looking to win at, but I'm looking to win in business. I'm looking to win in life.
Win. Winners inspire endurance. You know, this is not a sprint. This is the ultimate marathon, and you're winning for eternity, for posterity, and we need you to win. Thank you both. Okay. I'm going to do several things. I'm going to... Time goes by so fast. I'm going to give you a hug in front of 385,000 people now. Woo! So HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Are you ready? One, two, three. And when you do your next real summit with human beings in the room, do that, please, with hundreds of people in the room all together that love it. Okay. And we're going to wrap this up by showing people again, this show is not about Justin, even though he's wonderful, not about Dylan, even though he's dynamic, and it's not about Barry Shore, even though he's fabulous. It's about you. Y-O-U. Because when you become the best you, you become healthier and wealthier. You build bridges. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. How do you do that? The three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. Number two, lead purpose-driven life. You go mad. Mad stands for make a difference. And number three, uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms like www. What a wonderful world. Go to www.barryshore.com. All the information about NextGen HQ and Dylan and Justin is there. You want to do that. And smile, seeing miracles in life every day. As my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life, create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, as they taught us, enabling all to excel. Use 4-letter words, life, love, hope, grow, free, give, pray, play. And of course, tell everybody, F you, capital N, capital N. So where'd you hear that? Barry Shore taught me, go F you to the world. capital N, capital N, and say thank you three times a day, every single day, consciously and conscientiously for the rest of your life. Thank you to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Keep inspiring noble deeds like Justin does, like Dylan does. Connect in nature daily. Our blessing to you from the three of us is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Have you been to the Great Wolf Lodge that's nearby? We took our kids last weekend and they won't stop talking about it. There's a huge indoor water park that's always 84 degrees, and they have dozens of other family activities like a ropes course, bowling, and more. It's the perfect getaway. It's so close, we literally hopped in the car and we were there in no time. We all had a blast and we barely had to do any planning. So if you have a free weekend coming up, now's the time to book a trip to the Perryville Lodge just outside of Baltimore. Or if you're in the Virginia area, check out the Lodge in Williamsburg. Head to greatwolf.com to book your stay today.